What's up, Yuma? Welcome back to What's Up, Yuma Radio. We are here now joined by Luis Santos, the owner of the Barber's Lounge, which, okay, I had to clarify, he owns two, but it's the same name. It's almost like he expanded, but there's two different locations, but they're next to each other, so they all can hang out and lunch break.
He'll
get into it. So thank you so much for being with us, Luis. Like, it was like we had a cancellation or somebody not to show up, so I kind of hit you last minute, and you said, let's do this.
Let's do it. Like I said, I'm always up for it. I even woke up with a little body ache today.
Yeah.
But you asked
warned
me to
us.
Be here.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I had to show up for John. I already told him yes.
So I appreciate that.
I love
man.
The commitment. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Keeping that commitment means a lot, man. I really appreciate it. And so we like to get to know our guests a little bit when they're first time on here. Mm-hmm. So where are you originally from? And then how did you end up in Yuma?
There's a very long story short. I'm from San Diego, California.
You could be long. It doesn't matter.
It can be long.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, how you want to do
we
it.
We have half an hour.
If it gets too long, I'd be like, come on, Louis.
Well, I don't want to
I don't want to get too much into detail because it's not for the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's keep it G.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
But long story short, I was in San Diego.
PG-13. No, okay, go ahead.
But I was getting a bunch of trouble back home.
Okay.
A lot of trouble.
San Diego, you grew up there. You're getting in trouble.
It's a fast city.
Yeah.
We need fast money.
How old are you getting in trouble?
How old was I?
Yeah.
It all started when I was 15, 16.
Okay. 15, 16, you're getting into trouble.
And then it just elevated. It just kept getting bigger, bigger, bigger. You're attracted to that lifestyle, you know? And just seeing your parents needing help. You know, I didn't help out, like giving them money, but I took me off of their, you know, they didn't
off
need to give me
plate.
Money anymore. Yeah. So, and they probably.
You figured out a way to make money.
I figured out a way to make money.
Yeah.
The fast way, which I don't support that at all anymore at this point because fast money always goes fast.
That's
always.
Right.
It does. It never lasts.
Like that is 100% true. If anybody listening right now, that is 100% true. It does not last. As easy as it comes, as easy as it
gone.
Goes. It's like a spiritual law or something. It's like a law of the universe. Like it has to happen that way. You look like you have a lot. You look like you're on top, but it's like.
No.
It goes quick.
It could be
everything
gone like that.
With the snap of a finger goes away.
That's risky.
And it's risky. And that's something I love being a barber now because now I have that platform to talk to the young and to the young crowd, even people older than me. So that's my platform. And
so you're getting in trouble.
So I'm getting in trouble. And then I also want to clarify before I forget, because we'll speak about this later, but I was in a coma.
Oh.
I was in a coma 3 years ago. I forget a lot of stuff quick.
Okay.
Same thing. But I do want to say the most expensive job to have is the criminal job. It's expensive.
It's expensive.
It's not just spending on, like if you open a business, which it's an illegal business, you're not just putting your money on it, you're putting your life on it.
That's
so it's the most expensive. So I don't push that at all, you know?
Okay.
But I'm getting a lot of trouble. Finally, they throw 8 to 10 years at me.
Oof.
And how old are you at that point?
I am 20.
20 years old.
That's a long time.
You're facing 8 to 10 years.
8 to 10 years. And then by the grace of God, and I'm not religious.
Yeah.
And I don't want to push it upon people that, you know, but for the grace of God at that time, they were releasing prisoners from California, even pedophiles. And you can look this up on Google.
Yeah, I remember.
They were only keeping violent offenders. And
was
what I was doing
was
wasn't
there no
violent.
Room?
There was no room
it was,
in the prison.
Was it Gaston who did that? Was it? I think
I
that's
no
who it was.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I think.
But
that's
you got out.
But I got out of it. Because I was for sure going.
Yeah, it was a whole
thing
with all of California at that time.
People started doing the
riots?
The riots.
Wow.
Like, why are you releasing pedophiles?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty
all
bad,
that.
Though.
But I got blessed. By it. To me, it was God.
Yes.
You know, and I decided to move to Yuma.
So were you in? You were in for a while then? Or you were in jail?
No, I was.
Oh, you didn't even go?
You didn't even go?
No, I was supposed to go like the year after.
Oh, okay.
I was going,
really
I was going
got
to court
lucky.
And all that. And then my probation officer, same thing. My probation officer was like, oh, well, I asked her if I can move where my mom was at because they had moved San Diego because the economy, it was already bad, right? So they all took off. My sister was over here with my brother-in-law. He was a doctor. He's still a doctor now. They moved back to, but anyway, she followed her grandchildren over here. So I was like, where else could I go? I need to get out of San Diego. I left San Diego and I asked my probation officer because they're like, okay, you only get probation, which I was facing 8 to 10 years.
Wow.
So that was a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, can I move with my mom, Yuma? I don't even know I didn't even know like what Yuma was like.
No, you had no idea.
She's I just need to get out of here.
Just for 2 years to finish my probation.
Okay.
She's like, same thing. Blessed by God again. She's like, well, you're not supposed to leave California.
Okay.
But if you move, if I allow you to move, I'll check you in and stuff, but if you get in trouble, that's me too.
Oh, so
same thing. She allowed. She did something against her job.
Wow. Yeah, she took a risk on you.
And I told her, I promise I'll never doing anything illegal again, and, okay. and I haven't. I haven't. You know, I kept that promise.
That's a long time
because
ago.
Because she, like you said, she kind of put it out for you, right? Mm-hmm. Like
she
it could
did.
Have been her, and she covered for you to a degree, and said, "I'm going to take this risk because I maybe believe him." There's something about the way he's saying it. I believe he's going to be honest about it, and she took that risk, and you're here. You are today because of that.
Here I am. And same thing. I was only going to stay here for 2 years, but I started cutting hair.
So how'd that happen?
What was that?
That cutting hair. Like, how'd that become?
Oh, okay. So, same thing. Shout out to my friends back home. I was getting in trouble back then. I was 16, getting in trouble. I was with my, I used to go play basketball every day because I'm, my job's anywhere, you know? I'm everywhere.
Yeah.
And then we disappeared. Me and my twin brother, I have a twin brother, we disappeared for 6 months. And then I went back to play basketball. And some of my friends were like, "Where you been at?" I said, "Vacation." They're like, "Oh, that type of vacation." And they're like, "You know, my mom owns a barber school." Like, "You shouldn't be doing that." These kids are my age.
Wow.
So for them to talk to me like
that.
So I took the risk, went over there, and they helped me out with a little bit. Even the kids are like, "Don't tell my mom that I let you borrow a little money for school." But a shout out to the New Angs at California Barber and Beauty College in San Diego. They changed my life.
Okay. So
I never even thought of cutting hair.
So then you got into it pretty young then, or?
I mean, I got into it, but I wasn't into it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But
you started.
Early. Okay. So I was 17 going to barber school.
Wow. 17 going to barber school. That you enjoyed it?
I enjoyed it. Just something to do, because at the same time, I was like, okay, I'm not going to do what I'm doing forever.
Sure.
I'm going to need a job one day. And I didn't see myself working for anyone, you know? So I enjoyed going, but I didn't take it. I wasn't passionate about it.
Yeah.
You know, now I love it. And I'm passionate because it changed me and my family's life.
So when you moved to Yuma, what was the plan? You moved here, and did you start cutting hair right away?
I did start cutting hair right away.
Where at?
I was at Kenny's Barbershop.
Okay.
Shout out to Kenny. Oh. But I lasted there a few months, and I decided to take my own way.
Just a few months?
A few months.
Where was Kenny's shop at that point?
So Kenny's Barbershop, where I went, it was on 24th Street. It's like a building away from where I'm at now.
Literally. It was the one in Okeytown, right?
Yes. So
Stay in the same spot.
Right next to La Poma. I never saw it like that. Right next to La Poma.
Yeah.
It used to be a karate spot right there back then. I remember, and then Kenny's. But the building's empty, but it's next to La Poma now.
Yeah.
So when you started at Kenny's, were you nervous? Were you confident? How'd it feel?
I wasn't nervous. I've never been the nervous type or shy type because everything I do, I jump into it. I know I'm gonna strive if I put in 100%.
Exactly.
You always get out what you put in. So I wasn't nervous about it, but it was a new city.
Yeah.
And for the first year, I will say I was like depressed because I came from a fast city.
Yeah.
And then now it was so chill over here, which I love
it's
now.
Very slow. Yeah.
You know, so I love it now, but back then.
But it took some time to get used to. Huh?
I'm sure it's like a culture shock.
A culture shock.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. And it wasn't just a culture shock; it's a lifestyle change.
That's right.
Because I'm over here, I used to love like feeling like I'm being followed.
The chaos.
You
loved the chaos.
I love that.
Yeah.
But now I like to be. Now I go back home to San Diego, and I'm like, can't wait to get back. You know?
Yeah.
This is too crazy.
I love it. Yeah.
So when you got here, were you able to make friends pretty easily, or like what was that like to be able to find a whole new crew to be around? And
it was very easy. I'm an outgoing person. I talk to everyone. I'm a friendly person to this day. Everywhere. Just coming in here, I talk to so many people. But I felt weird because the type of friends I had then, like now, like this is a bunch of squares, you know, like
boring.
But it was regular people.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, I don't see myself hanging out with these people, but now those are the best people I have around. And then now, moving forward, like all my friends are like mostly business owners now.
Was it hard to not go back to that lifestyle? You know, or did you find it easy? Like you knew you were done?
No, I knew I was done because I made a promise to
your PO.
Not just my parents, my PO, myself, but I made a promise to God.
Oh.
So I did it because I always kept my phone number, and people would call me and text me. And then here and there, I would have a little thought of like, okay, one more time.
Yeah. Quick money.
But it was just a thought because I snap out of it, you know? So
That's
it wasn't
good.
Really hard.
Okay.
I would just, you know, stop hitting me up. Texting me.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
So you said you start to meet people here. You're outgoing. You're friendly. And so you started to get a crew of squares, right? Different. It's funny. I only know one other person that says that word squares, and he has a similar past as you. But so you're making it. You're getting used to the slower paced life here in Yuma,
right?
And you're starting to find your groove a little bit.
Yes. After that, It's just everything's we humans are creatures of habit.
Yes.
So when you start doing something every day, you create that habit, mm-hmm. you know? So I started getting used to that, this type of lifestyle, which, like I said, I love now.
Yeah.
Because that's my habit now, doing the same thing yeah. every day. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, and like I said, everyone has habits and addictions, but you got to find the right one.
The positive one. That's
I'm
right.
I'm all about positivity. Exactly. You know? So, and I'm not a perfect, you know, I'm not a guru of none of this, but. Yeah. Everything I do now, I try to give it my 1% better than yesterday.
I love that.
That's just how I try to live now.
Very motivated.
We're going to take a break here in a second, but I definitely want to kind of dive into maybe like how you got a little bit of that mentality. Is mm-hmm. if it's something you read, something you listened to, but you don't have to answer right. yet. But
Think about it.
And the karate shop that was next to it, did you ever meet Grandmaster?
I did a couple times. And yeah. then I saw him at the park doing the.
That was Grandmaster
yeah,
right there.
Yeah. It was a good guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Do you know if he's still around? Any idea?
I used to go run at the park. I think it's Kofo Park.
Yeah, he would be right? over there.
And I would see him over there still, but I haven't seen him lately.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while. But if you're listening, you know Grandmaster. You know Grandmaster. It's like that's what you call him too, is Grandmaster.
One time I asked him his name, and he told me Grandmaster.
Grandmaster. That's what he told me too.
That's my only
okay.
name.
Yeah, and then he got me in a karate move, and I was done.
And then you were done.
Yeah, I never called him anything else since. But with that, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll find out more, and then we're gonna find out how he ended up opening up his own shop. We're talking to Luis Santos mm-hmm. right here on What's Up Yuma Radio on 94.7. KOFA Border Radio.
Today's day sponsor is Tony's Pet Sitting, dedicated to providing the convenience of reliable dog sitting by appointment. Owner Anthony Robles hopes to take the worry out of pet care for those wanting to provide personalized attention for their cherished pets. Information and sitting appointments are available at 928-580-7229.
Hear the rhythm. Feel the beat. Let your curiosity run away on The Latin Alternative. Hi, I'm Josh Norick. Every episode of The Latin Alternative takes you on a thrilling rendezvous of sonic and exotic landscapes in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, electronic, and tropical music. Join me and my co-host, Ernesto Lechner, on The Latin Alternative.
Monday evening at 7 on KOFA Border Radio 94.7 FM. The weather forecast for Flagstaff calls for a sunny day with a high near 69 degrees. Calm winds becoming 5 to 7 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 32 degrees. In Prescott, it's sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Calm winds becoming west around 6 miles per hour by afternoon. Clear skies tonight with a low of 43. In Kingman, it's sunny with a high near 81 degrees expected. Clear tonight with a low around 54. Yuma is sunny with a high expected of 92 degrees. Clear tonight with a low of 62.
What's up, Yuma? Welcome back to What's Up Yuma Radio. We are here talking to Luis Santos, and I asked you to maybe think about how mm-hmm. you kind of developed this mentality, because one point in my life, I lost everything. I lost my house, my car, my business. I had nothing, and I had to develop that mindset, and I listened to a lot of people, read a lot of books, and I got it. How did you get it?
Honestly, bro, everything, I feel like us humans, well, mm-hmm. I can only speak on me, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But,
speak on you.
It's just life, right? Yeah. And then how you start... your outlook on life when you uh-huh. go through stuff, because we all go through it stuff.
Yeah.
I talked to a lot of people, like I said, my platform.
Did you get mentors or like, did you get people that could kind of give you advice?
No, I didn't. Like okay. I said, I listen to everyone that talks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I call it ear hustling, you know? Yeah. I'm always listening to people.
Okay.
And I try to soak in what I can too. From everyone. But when we go through stuff, when was it? So I'm going to fast forward to recently, right? Okay. 3 years ago. I always thought like this, but this was what enhanced me thinking like this and living like this. I was in a coma 3 years ago. I went to Utah and I was looking at a waterfall, super close. Okay. It wasn't even like a lot of water coming uh-huh. down. It was like a little bit, but I guess a piece of ice fell out. This is a tip too. Whenever you go look at a waterfall, you don't know what's coming down.
That's
so be safe.
Yeah. Stand away.
Yeah. But anyways, a piece of ice hit me in the head.
Oh
so I got
gosh.
A hole in my brain.
Wow.
I'll show you guys pictures after the show and stuff. But so I was in a coma for 5 days.
Oh
was it 5 days?
His brother's here.
My twin brother.
His twin brother is here.
My twin brother that don't look like me.
Yeah.
But It was 5 days. It was 5 days, and they had told my parents that I might not make it first. And then when I woke up, finally, they were over there. They rushed over there. Shout out to my family for always being there for me. But when I woke up, they said he might not be able to walk. And then so fast forward to that, I was when that happened, I was I'm gonna put it in the air. I was heartbroken.
Yeah.
Right. So it was a lot going on at once. Mm-hmm. I was physically dead, and then like you said, you almost you felt like you lost it all emotionally. Yeah. I was dead too. That's I was, and it was some of the worst times of my life. Mm-hmm. So after that, I'm like I started getting sick of like feeling like that. I said, this is not you, because how you guys see me, I'm outgoing, happy, always positive, always.
Yeah.
And then my mom would be like, "Snap out of it! It's not you. What are you doing, looking down, facing down, sad, speaking negativity?" I did start listening more to podcasts.
There you go. That's what I was looking for.
Listening to podcasts, mostly read some books, even though I'm not a huge reader. To this date, I'm not. So I want to put it out there that I'm not a huge reader.
Me
you
neither.
Know?
Do you remember any of the names of the books real quick?
I do remember some. There's one called, I'm not going to remember the author, but You're Too Good to Be Feeling This Bad.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the first ones.
Yeah, all right.
And then recently I read Atomic Habits.
Okay, yeah.
Obviously, before this, I read Laws of Attraction. And I always thought like
attraction.
This
is
way before, though.
Yeah.
So always, if you think positive, you speak positive,
there you go.
You're going to attract that, yes.
And then there was another book that's called, I can't even say it because it had the word F in it, you know? But,
okay, yeah.
But
I know what you're talking about.
The orange book.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? But that, all those books, and then listening to podcasts.
Sure.
And then I was actually physically, like I had so much pain internally.
Yeah.
So I started just... My mom, I moved in with my mom when that happened, and I remember just running by the river because I wanted to feel that pain of like not being able to breathe because I was running nonstop, and it actually helped. And that's why I always say everyone stay occupied, you know, doing something positive.
Yeah.
But it helped me like lose some weight, so I started feeling better.
Yeah,
reading and then doing all this physical exercise,
sure.
It made me feel better. It was therapy, you know.
Yes.
But I started feeling better, so. Then I got out of that. But it did take, I will say it took a year and a half or 2 years before I got past that. But it's possible. And that's what I always tell people. It's possible. Whatever you're going through, you'll get
so
out
of
it.
So you were able to kind of get back up, kind of heal yourself, and kind of find your mentality.
Yes, and I found it. And it's I'm better than I ever have.
That's awesome.
So every time I tell people because of what I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At the worst part of the darkest part of the night, the light comes, you know? And now I'm like, I always look back now, like, that's why all this stuff was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
I feel so great.
So were you see it years later.
Were you the owner of the barbershop then?
Yes.
You owned the barber's lounge at that time when you were in the coma?
Yes, I was.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So what happened to the shop?
So the shop was, the shop can pretty much run itself when you have the right people.
Sure.
But there was some interesting patterns that took in that where there was people... You know, kind of like who's gonna take over?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want
to
get too much into that
because
negativity. You know, and I like positive stuff.
So when did you open up the shop?
I can't remember the year, but we're about to be on 11 years.
Okay, that's fine.
Can't remember the actual year.
People can do the math if they're listening.
And
you know,
I'm counting on my fingers.
There you go.
2014.
I always kind of remember because I go back on my Instagram, back,
okay.
and see when I opened.
Uh-huh.
But now that I look at it, I'll be like, it's been past a decade, because time flies.
Yeah, really absolutely.
Yes.
And I'd never, you know, they said after like a year, statistically after like 2 years, if a business lasts, it's doing good. And I'm going past the decade, you know?
Yeah,
and
man.
And you got two spots.
Two spots.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So what was it like to open up your spot?
It was hard. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here. I make it look easy now, you know?
Yeah.
But
looks like you guys are having a good time over there. You're all hyped up, and the dude's sleeping in the. that was a recent video you put up. That was pretty funny.
Oh yeah, I was like, I'm full of energy.
He was all hyped up.
He's sleeping.
he walks in, and the dude's like,
No, but everything is hard, you know.
Yes.
But same thing, like I said, you just jump into it with a positive mind and knowing what you're doing, and put 100% into it, physically and emotionally.
But if you know it's going to be hard when you experience it, it's not that hard.
It's not
like
hard.
You just, I say, embrace the suck. Like it's gonna suck. It's gonna be hard. Do the work.
Exactly.
And you've done it.
Yeah, I have, and I keep doing it. A lot of people from back home still ask me. I have a lot of friends, shop owners now, right?
Uh-huh.
Back
mm-hmm.
in San Diego, here too, shop owner friends here too. But over there in San Diego, like, bro, why are you still working 6-7 days a week? Because right now I'm working like 6 days a week.
Okay.
And I'm like, bro, I like to wake up and feel like I'm on step one, you know? Mm. So my metric now of where I want to be is like way bigger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I want to feel down here. So I like I like living with pressure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It makes you better. And that's where a lot of people get comfortable.
And you're being of service to people. Like, not only are you making them look good, you're talking to them too.
Exactly. And yeah. I like that. And that, I feel
it's
like
also
that,
therapy when
exactly.
you get
Exactly. Everyone sees their barber as a therapist. Yeah.
And that's why I'm really there for the people.
Yeah.
As much as people are like, don't say you're doing it for the people or for the love of barbering. Mm-hmm. You're doing it for the money. Well,
duh.
Right?
You know, you kind of.
I do like get paid.
And you do it for free. People will tell you that.
No, for sure.
Insane. Look at the times we're in. You know, like, no way.
So you mentioned you're friends with other owners of barbershops, and I guess I don't know if it's just me, but most people, I think they're pretty loyal to their barber, right? Like, that's the thing. They kind of stay loyal to the person.
When you find a good one.
When you find a good one, you kind of stay that way. Mm-hmm. And mine's Craig over there at 15th Ave Barbershop.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my boy Craig. Yeah. Shout out to Craig.
And that's not like he cared, but I was like, okay, what about Louis? Because I asked about you before.
Right.
Because people are like, yeah, you got to get involved. He's like, oh, he's my boy. I was like, okay, he checks out. And so then I'm a mess with Louis now because I checked in with him and he's like, yeah, he's good people. We're tight.
No, Craig's my boy. Craig's my boy. Just one of the few that I can name because honestly, a lot of barbers and barbershops in town. Not just in town, because I come from San Diego, right?
Sure.
It's kind of like a gang.
Yeah,
and
so it is. That's what I'm saying.
Everyone knows each other.
You're loyal.
And I don't know why it's like that. You don't see, maybe chefs fighting with chefs, or I don't know, right?
Well, territory.
There's always going to be some competition.
Sure.
And competition is good when it's done at a positive level.
Right.
But to me, it's not. I support everyone. Good.
I love that.
And he said that.
Not just on radio.
Yeah.
I support everyone. I go say what's up to everyone. Yeah. You know, there's enough people in town. The city's growing, by the way, a lot. There's a lot of people in town for everyone. So
everyone can eat.
Everyone can eat.
There's enough hair to go around.
There's a reason why there's two shops that I have.
Because you're growing.
Everyone can eat.
Yeah.
And competition is good because it makes everyone grow.
Yes.
And even when I'm online talking trash, because I talk a lot of trash, too. Maybe you guys heard that, too. Talk a lot of trash.
I don't know.
But it's to push people.
Yeah.
My purpose, I feel like, is to push people to do better. You
good.
Know? Mm-hmm. And I never do it because I'm cool with everyone. You might see me. Mm-hmm. I talk trash to some of my barber homies, to my barber friends, and then I see him in person. And I'm like, what's up, bro? And
you talk trash to your brother over here?
Oh, the most. He can't get away from me.
He's all, oh, my God, you don't even know.
Some of my coworkers, they leave work, and that's done.
Yes.
He can't. My brother just,
can't get away from it.
No, no way. No, thank God.
You might kill each other.
One of us wouldn't be here if we lived together.
So real quick, before we got to go, you had something really cool with Concrete and Jerry at your barber's lounge, right?
Yes.
So does that product real, the shampoo?
We still have a few shampoo bottles. They're signed.
It's real. Concrete has his own
it's
shampoo.
It's real. This is real.
Tell everybody real quick.
It?
We got about a minute.
So Concrete, Jerry G, and Duno came to the shop. I became good friends with Concrete a couple years ago, right? He did a skit. So now we text and stuff. But anyways, he does have a shampoo.
Okay.
We have a few autographs.
He's a comedian with a shampoo, and he has long hair. So.
He has long hair, so it's luscious. It's beautiful.
Beautiful locks. Hair.
But anyways, it's real, and we're the first barbershop in the country to have it.
The first in the country.
The first in the country.
Wow.
These are facts.
This is real.
These are facts.
This is real.
You can hit up his manager, you know, and ask.
Wow.
But anyways, we do have a few, because I haven't even really promoted it. Because I'm like, do I really want to sell it or just keep it here, you know? But no, it's real. And it's at the barbershop if you guys want to go check it out.
Okay.
Or buy some, you know.
Wow.
And Concrete's hilarious, man. On his Instagram and the stuff he does with McDonald's and Wendy's.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
the best. Guy?
That's him.
That's him? Oh,
that's
I
that's,
saw
that's
that.
The boy. Yeah.
I saw
yeah,
that. That was
boy.
Hilarious.
He just dropped a skit at our barbershop.
Oh,
I'm
there's
watch
one
it.
With
at
the,
watch
oh, okay.
at the new barbershop. So we have one at the old barbershop.
Yes.
That's when we became friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then he just dropped one more recently. Yesterday? He dropped it 2 days ago. Yesterday or 2 days ago.
I'm going to go check it out.
Go check it out. It's hilarious.
Yeah,
it's hilarious because you talk about my boy that's sleeping. He's sleeping in that video too.
Oh, he's sleeping in that.
Yeah,
always
hilarious.
Always sleeping.
This kid's hilarious.
That's cool to have those connections.
Yes.
And I know they came and they performed. I had tickets to it, but I ended up giving it to my dude Pablo. Hmm. Pablo, you better have enjoyed that show, you and your lady. Yeah,
you missed out.
I know. I was like, yeah,
next
Pablo.
Time.
Pablo. You see it with the chairs in the front? I guess. Yeah. That's where.
That was a great show, and we ended up partying with them all night.
Wow.
All night.
Party
so
hard.
If people want to find out more about you and your barbershop, the Barber's Lounge, let people know right now as we exit the show.
The easiest way to find us is the Barber's Lounge Yuma.
Okay.
On Instagram, at the Barber's Lounge Yuma, and you right there, all our info is right there. Okay. I keep it updated. Follow our stories. Everything's updated right there.
Awesome.
With info.
All
thank you so much.
We'll definitely have you on. All right. Thank you again so much for being with us. I appreciate it. And bring, you know, being so honest. I love that.
Your story was great.
Always honest. Every time. I'm an open book. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Yep.